Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. It's so hard to believe, but this is episode 99. And this week is a bit of a different one. First of all, Richie's not here and I am flying solo for the first time. It's also been a bit of a wobbly week, and I have to admit, I woke up this morning and I just didn't know what to podcast about. So what I did is I sat down at my computer and just did some journaling. And this is something that I like to do from time to time when I'm just feeling a little bit fuzzy and just, I don't know, I just need to get it out. And as I was writing, I started thinking about whether other people and other artists were feeling a bit like me, feeling discouraged. And this led me to writing a letter. So for today's episode, I'm going to read it out. It is a message for discouraged artists. But before we do that, I want to share with you the podcast review of the week. And this one comes from Zanny Zonk via Apple Podcasts in Great Britain. Totally inspirational podcast. Thank you. Thank you to you and Richie for all your work to share inspirational people, ideas, tips, and insights with me and the wider artist community. I love hearing from you and your guests and learn so much from each broadcast. Sharing knowledge is so generous, and your insightful interviews make me feel part of a global artist friendship group, which is so supportive. It's really motivating and inclusive. Thank you both, Annie. Thank you so much, Annie, for sending in that review. One of the reasons that I wanted to do this episode is to strengthen the artist community, so that if you are listening at home, you don't feel so alone, and you know that all artists go through ups and downs. So with that said, let's get straight into the message, or you could think of it as a letter that I wrote this morning. Dear artist, sometimes being an artist is hard, I know. You put your heart and soul into a new body of work and it doesn't sell. You think you have come up with something original, only to have someone say your art looks like someone else's. You buy all the supplies and set up space to create, and then your baby decides that it doesn't want to nap anymore. You sell work, but by the time you factor in the creative time, marketing, shipping, and packaging, your income amounts to less than minimum wage. Then there's the world of social media. Every day we see the flip side of this. We see the artist that sells out their work in minutes. We see work that feels more unique than we could possibly ever make. We see artists working with babies by their side, peacefully sleeping. And we see fancy studios with studio assistants to package and ship all the work. It's a challenging world filled with highs and lows, and sometimes it feels like it would be easier to pack it all in, get a 9-to-5 office job, quit social media, but would that be better? Take a moment to remember why you started making art. Was it to carve out some space just for you, to do something that you truly love, maybe something that you loved as a child, to feel connected and alive? Even if you aren't feeling that way now, please know that the good feelings will return. I also want you to know that every discouragement leads to growth, and that over time, customer bases grow painting by painting. Work becomes more unique the more we make and dig in. And babies grow up and start sleeping. We learn how to be more efficient with things like marketing, packaging, and shipping. These things change, but one thing remains the same: the joy that comes from expressing ourselves creatively, the moment when we splash paint on the canvas and all of our worries fade away, when we take that photo or feel clay in our hands. That feeling is the feeling of being alive, a feeling of purpose. And we can do the hard things when we have that. So I want you to trust in your creativity. Trust that it is guiding you to exactly where you need to be. Trust that it will show up for you if you show up for it. And if your creativity is telling you right now that you need a rest, then I urge you to listen and allow this to be a quiet season. Let what you have right now be enough. Let painting for 5 minutes be enough. Let selling one painting out of 100 be enough. Let only posting on Instagram once this month or less be enough. Be kind to your discouragement and take a moment today to remember why you create and just how far you have come. From one artist to another, we've got this and we can do it together. So that's what I wrote this morning, and I hope that you find it encouraging and you feel less alone in your creative journey. I also want to thank everyone for your messages, your kind words. These things really help me to feel better. And in the spirit of everything that I just said, I'm going to let this be enough this week. I'm going to let this message be podcast episode number 99. So thank you so much for joining me for this week. I know that it's a short episode, but I hope that you found it encouraging and supportive. I would love to continue the conversation over on Instagram. If this message connected with you, please do share a story. You can tag me in it at Laura Horn Art. And let's talk about the ups and downs of creative life. You might be in a really juicy, joyful stage. And I know that hearing about that will remind me that I'll get back to that too. Or you might be in a quiet phase, a time of rest and renewal. And seeing your posts will remind me and others that that is just as important. Or you might be struggling. You might be feeling some of the things that I've mentioned in today's episode. And again, through reading those things and knowing that there are other artists going through challenges, you know, we can all come together and feel stronger and able to get through things. And I hope that you'll join us next week for our 100th episode. I have absolutely no idea what we'll be talking about, but I do know that we'll be celebrating this podcast journey that we've been on, and we're so happy to be here and to be able to share this with you. And finally, before I go this week, I do want to very gently mention that my new e-course, Modern Mixed Media, is closing for registration very soon. This is a 6-week online program that combines all the fun of mixed media with design principles. Over the 6 weeks, we'll be moving through 4 main areas: botanicals, simplicity, texture, and finishing and framing your work. We'll also be digging in deep with mixed media suppliers, mindset, and gathering inspiration. To find out more about it, head on over to laurahornart.com/modern-mixed-media. And the enrollment closes on the 19th of July. But if the timing's not right for you for that course this year, we will be opening it up for registration again in 2021.